We received this 2 days ago, media statement from New South Wales Health. New South Wales Health can confirm investigations are underway in the Murrumbidgee Local Health District after two suspected cases of COVID-19 returned positive results on preliminary testing. So it is seemingly back on the border.
Absolutely. To get some more details, the Executive Officer of Albury Wodonga Health, Michael Kalymnios, joins us. Morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. So I think, is it 97 days COVID-free? Is that right?
Yes, almost 100 days.
Yeah, I know. We were really banking on the 100. So two confirmed cases now of COVID-19. Can you tell us any more about those two cases?
Basically the two cases are within a household, so it is quite contained. Murrumbidgee Health have done the contact tracing, and it does seem that the one of the family members got the virus from a visit to Melbourne to one of the hotspot areas, and obviously brought that back to Albury. They're still doing their finalising their tracing, but it does appear that the family members haven't particularly had a lot of contact outside of their own household, which is good.
Yes.
So it seems at this point in time there's still work to be done by Murrumbidgee just to confirm all this, but it does seem that it is very much a limited case. It doesn't indicate there's been any community transmission in Albury, Wodonga area, which is again really positive. And again, hopefully, with the kind of restrictions in place now and the information about hotspots and obviously travelling to and from Melbourne and, trying to avoid that, these kind of incidents will be minimised. So at this stage, it's looking quite positive.
That's good. But if you've been to Melbourne and particularly to one of the hotspots in the last couple of weeks, what should you do?
Basically, you should call our hotline and you should get yourself tested. And until you do that, you probably should quarantine yourself until you go through that process. It's really important that if you have gone to a hotspot area, you do make sure that you get yourself tested as quickly as possible to see whether there's been any transmission of the disease.
Now, this is in the absence of symptoms as well, Michael?
There's a process where even if you're asymptomatic, one of the criteria in terms of getting tested now is have you been in the hotspot.
Yeah.
So if you don't have any symptoms, you still will get tested.
The other thing I was curious about, you mentioned that this person went to Melbourne and to a hotspot. Do you know whether they went there and visited people within a household or whether they were just perhaps shopping or generally going about business within that area?
My understanding is there was a very specific reason they went to the particular area in Melbourne. It was a personal issue. And it was done before before the lockdown occurred in those areas, of course. So, again, there was no intentional kind of, breaching. It was just kind of one of those things, unfortunately.
Yeah.
I guess I was more curious as to whether they just went down maybe to go shopping or go out or whatever and then found that they'd contracted the virus, more so than going and staying and visiting family, for example.
It was, as I understand it, a very specific reason for a particular issue that they had to go to Melbourne. So it wasn't just there for a weekend kind of thing.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay.
Gotcha. All right. So no reason to panic. It's seemingly well contained. And, of course, if anything changes, you'll be letting everybody know.
Absolutely. And, I think that's the message. You know, we still have been very successful in the region in terms of containing the virus. The cases, as I say, have been able to be traced, so that's always positive that we know where when people get the virus, they get it from, and we just need to keep vigilant with our sort of social distancing and all the processes people are more than well aware of at the moment.
Michael Kalymnios, Executive Officer for Albury Wodonga Health, thanks for chatting with us this morning and giving us that info.
No problem at all. Thank you.